Well, if you had time to watch the video that was sent about on our current kind of undulation regarding our training and our meditation practice, the focus that we're heading into is the simplicity, the evenness, the smoothness of shamatha, and some of the reasons were stated, no need to repeat them. That does not mean, however, that activity will that we won't do an active part to our meditation practice. That includes settling, for instance. That's an active part, and we are bringing effort to that. We are bringing, self-recollectedness and whatever technique and method, and we're doing that. And we will be doing, smooth, even concentration, focus, and so forth. We'll be doing for a long, long time, like lifetimes. And I think that we can understand that that's not an exaggeration from our own experience in our sittings. How frequently we have to come back to center, how frequently we have to realign or let go or let be, or whatever. They're all doings. So we just acknowledge it. We have a big smile about it and just get on. There's nothing wrong. Nobody's not doing anything wrong. No one's not a bad meditator or a bad practitioner, la la la. Activity. We've been focused on two types of activity fundamentally for the last several few years. One was noticing the usually not noticed. The second was learning how to contemplate, to take things into contemplation, which then means we are learning how to do that. It's becoming ever more a facet of what we do with our minds and emotion. And someone set that intention at the January retreat, where we set the intention for the year. And it was to learn how to meditate and to contemplate more. A very noble, only benefit will come from it. And I hope that person is finding that she is able to do just that and has been following through with her own intention. Again, because for all of us and every human being, when a human being contemplates, vistas, width, scope, gentleness, many facets, of awareness and compassion open up, of course, because of understanding, deeper, non-superficial, and universal. Your contemplation leads to universals. Contemplation might at first go to a personal situation, a personal understanding. But if we go deeper, which is the contemplation part, we will find universals. So those are the two activities we've been focused on. We've also used contemplation and noticing the usually not noticed for praying and wishing forward for a version of Tonglen. They were united. Those two activities were united, and we've done that. So, the point, besides making sure we all know that, the point is that over millennia, 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 what meditation practitioners who have achieved really purified states of awareness, and then being able to live from those and bring goodness into the world, and we are still living those goodnesses. like Patanjali and all the teachings on meditation and all the forms of yoga, like the Buddha, like the saints, like the sages, like Lao Tzu, and so forth. And many indigenous elders, male and female, is that goodness has benefited them and that goodness has benefited others. And that's the point. That's the point. Everybody gains, everybody is benefited. All beings, the whole earth, the solar system, and so forth. That's the point. So, to take an activity and have it begin a practice, a session, a sitting, is very beneficial because, as was said in the video, everything on this planet is active. And human beings, definitely so. Mentally active, emotionally active, physically active, energetically active, spiritually active. Let's just really acknowledge that fact and then use it. Because how can we get to less inner activity, which is the foundation of shamatha, the foundation of focused concentration? How can we get there if we're still constantly, wrestling with ourselves? We can't. Forget about it. We can't. So you use activity wisely. So we're going to contemplate. Everybody take the word natural. In this quote, it's used in a particular way. And it's pointing at something. Please read the quote again. Freshly, with a fresh eye, fresh mind, and contemplate the word natural as it is being used here in this quotation. a natural settling has happened, probably. Now, with your contemplation, continue it and settle into your contemplation. There are qualities that you have felt, assessed, whatever, intuited. Just let the contemplation undulate and open into attention, one pointed and restful, not resting, restful.
We take a long, so deep breath, which automatically and naturally is with all of existence. As we integrate contemplation evermore into our day, in the same way that we've integrated you noticing the usually not noticed and softening and opening. As we integrate contemplation spontaneously in the moment about anything, evermore into our day, we will discover, just as we have with noticing, and of course, contemplation will probably be sparked by a noticing. We will discover that contemplation includes softening and opening. We will discover that contemplation leads to a deep understanding because it comes to universals that have personal application, personal value, but that are universal to human beings and possibly to even more aspects of life in general, life forms and so forth. So as we integrate contemplation, we will find great benefits, just as we have with noticing the usually not noticed, and softening and opening. Love you all. Create your day.